Blonde.
Okay. What color are they?
Yellow and white.
Okay. What do you call the things you get where you get off the interstate?
Exit.
And what about, do you have a name for where you get onto the interstate?
Down coming ramp.
Okay, you don't have
the
inside egress ramp. No. Okay. Are the railroads in town can only be entered or left at special places in Nashville or around?
No.
Okay. Let's see, what are the main streets in the city of Nashville? Just mention the main ones, main streets, and arteries. Any names that come to your mind, major streets and so on.
Like Valley Parkway or I don't know.
Okay, let's get that. You've given me some before already, I think. What do you call those places where the tracks, railroad tracks, go over the road?
Railroad crossing.
Okay, railroad crossing. Would you have a name for one, any other name for it besides that? You got to get just railroad crossing?
Mm-hmm.
Even when the train's going over your head?
Just the railway, railroad.
Okay. Would you ever call it a railroad bridge?
No.
The viaduct? Okay. How do you park a car on a neighborhood street? Or when you took your driving test, what did you have to do for the state police to test you on?
Parallel park.
Okay, do you have any other names for different kinds of parking? What's the difference between parallel and straight-in parking or pull-in parking?
When you pull in, you just pull right in, and then when you parallel, you have to line your car up from the car.
Yeah, so parallel. Do you ever hear it called angle parking? Or just
parallel.
Okay. What are those outlets for fire hoses?
Fire hydrants.
And what kind of parking is down in the shopping center?
Just pull-in parking.
Pull-in parking. Where would you park downtown?
In a parking lot or down the streets where they have the parking meters.
Okay, now what if you were going to one of those stores, like Paint Slime or, you ever been down there where they have stores happening?
You would probably park in them where there'd be a parking meter.
Okay, and some of them have those multi-level things. Do you have any names
for them? You drive in and,
No,
just parking lot.
Okay, just parking lot. What are the tallest and largest buildings in Nashville?
The tallest.
Well, you don't have to say which one. Just several of the ones that are taller than the others.
Life and Casualty. Empire State Building.
Okay. What do you call, apartment buildings or buildings like that are high? What do you call them? Do you have a name for them? Would you call them high rises?
High rises.
What kind of passageways are there between and behind buildings in downtown city?
Just driveways, kind of like that.
Okay. Would you call them alleys? What is the name of that famous, night spot down on, close to Church Street, where all the pro-west clubs are, Black Poodle Mall, what's that called?
Freedom's Valley.
Yeah, that's right. What do you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced? Say an old building. Would you ever call them vacant lots or something like that?
Probably.
Okay. Where do you get a drink of water in a public place?
Water fountain.
Okay. Can you name some different kinds of cars and trucks? I don't mean brand names. I mean different types of cars and trucks.
Chevrolet.
Well, no, I don't mean that. I mean like different types of cars. For example, station wagons.
Station wagons, Camaro, Mustang, Volkswagen.
Okay.